Welcome to another episode of Chats with Clark. As you know, I'm the host, Joe Clark, and here at Chats with Clark, we don't do poppy intros. We get straight to the point. And today's point is my special guest, Zach. Zach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming. It's a pleasure to have you here on Chats with Clark.
Yeah, no problem. I was in the area, and I've been meaning to do this for a while, so I thought I'd pop in and say what's up.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. Zach is an excellent mastermind within the music industry. Zach, give us a little bit of insight into your music life.
Yeah, so I do a little bit of everything. I do photography, I do music, I do the recordings. I just kind of have a lot of artists in the area. I'm originally from Detroit, but I also am now living in Cleveland, so I have a lot of Cleveland artists, and then I had a lot of Detroit artists back at home come into my studio, and I help them out with everything from shooting their music videos, doing their album covers, recording their music, mixing it, and pretty much everything in between. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's taken me a lot of places.
It's been special to see it and to listen to it and kind of just to hear the stories from knowing you on a personal level. What is the favorite part about it?
The favorite part about it, I would say, is when like somebody that I'm working with feels accomplished from what they've been doing. So like if someone sets a goal that they're going to get 1 million streams on a song and they hit 1 million streams on that song, like it is so cool to see them just be happy and be grateful and live that life that they've wanted for quite some time. So that's been a lot of fun. And just getting to meet everyone has been a great part of it. I mean, like getting to talk to everyone and getting to go all these places and perform. And it's just been a wild ride. So
yeah, good people, some traveling. And you're like that integral piece when they hit that 1 million streams, when they finally feel like they've gotten over the hump of whatever was in their way. Yeah. So give us a little bit of your background, Zach. How did this start? How did you get into it? What, like, you had to start somewhere. What is that process like for you?
Yeah, so I at home, I go to this church, and the church had, like, this 50-50 raffle that they were doing, and I went when I was in, like, fifth grade, and it was for this special event, and ended up winning the 50-50 raffle. And so when I was in fifth grade and I got all this money, I was like, what am I going to do? And I blew it all on like music equipment and recording equipment and microphones and stuff like that. And it just kind of sat around and didn't do anything from like fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. And then ninth grade hit, and some of my friends wanted to start doing music, and I had all the equipment already. So I was like, okay, let's work from the ground up. And we just pretty much taught ourselves everything. We didn't take any courses. We didn't do anything other than YouTube occasionally. Like it was all just like trial and error. And then we got to that point where we know what we're doing now, and it took us 4 or 5 years, but I mean, like, once we hit that point, it was a lot of fun, and just getting to grow with them and different people coming in and out has been just a wild ride.
Dude, yeah, I didn't even know that. That's crazy. I mean,
yeah.
What, I feel like in fifth grade, I probably would have gotten, like, maybe a bunch of basketball shoes or something. I have no idea. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of shocked that that's the route that you took. That's awesome.
Yeah, I kind of set myself up for, like, success on that path, and I didn't even know it. I just pretty much, like, bought a DJ board and bought a laptop and bought a microphone, and just kind of all sat around, and I didn't do anything with it until they needed me to, so it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh, that's nuts. Yeah. Dude, I love that. Okay, so here's fifth grade Zach, buys all this equipment, fast forward, you know, 4 years-ish, freshman year, you guys start doing this. Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
What was the experience like when they came to you? Because they're saying, hey, I want to make music.
Yeah.
You have this equipment, and you're like, well, all right, well, I'll hop in. Like,
yeah.
What was that like? Do you remember feeling scared, or were you excited, or were you just kind of like, ah, I guess I should use this stuff? What, you know what I mean? What's your disposition at that point? I couldn't even put myself in that shoes.
Yeah, so, it was all, like, by accident how I, like, met these people. Like, the first person I worked with, he lived 2 or 3 doors down from me, and his name was Nathan. And, like, I met him on accident. I was cutting my grass one day. My parents were out of town, and my lawnmower ran out of gas. And he came over, and he helped me, and he, like, filled it up with gas. And he was around my same age. Never really talked to the kid. He just moved in probably 2 years before. And he was like, yeah, I do music. And we were talking, and I was like, you ever recorded any? And he was like, nah, I don't have like any of the equipment. And I was like, well, I've never recorded music, but I got the equipment. So we just kind of put them together. And so he was the first person I recorded stuff with, first person I got stuff out with on YouTube. It's like,
wow.
2016, 15, like way back in the day. And so that was cool. did a lot of contemporary, like, just classical, like, indie and pop and just, like, the mainstream stuff. And then once I started to get the following on YouTube, started to get that following on SoundCloud, stuff like that, that's when the rappers started coming and being like, hey, we got a music studio, like, we'll pay you, stuff like that. And so that's when I started getting more into the rap game and more out of that, like, pop and indie feel. So, yeah.
How's that been going through the kind of the musical tides? Because we know the music that in 2016 when you started is so much different than the 2021 Rodrigo-esque music.
Yeah, no. So, like, it's definitely coming back to that pop and that punk wave. So, I mean, like, it's good that I started at that pop level because now we're getting back into that pop and I am recording pop albums again. So, yeah, it's pretty cool to see that evolve and go from pop being popular and then hip-hop taking over and now pop coming back. So, yeah, it'll be cool to see where it goes. But yeah, I mean, like, as of now, like, it could change tomorrow. Country could be the new music that everyone's listening to tomorrow. So, like, it literally could change at a dime, and you just got to kind of adapt and go with it. So.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like that's the biggest thing with artists. We see, like, those that are chasing kind of the, for lack of a better word, the clout of the music industry are always adapting and changing really their style. Like, I think about Taylor Swift with one of the most drastic changes, you know, what is it, like 15-year-old her singing country into now the mega pop star that she is. I mean, you can't get a bigger 180 than what Taylor Swift did and, of course, the success that she's had. And then even into the folk category, that's big. Like you're saying, it's coming around. I mean, she had, whatever that was, Folklore and then Evermore or whatever it was.
Yeah, she had a whole folk album this year or last year.
Yeah.
And I mean it worked. It got the streams, so she's doing something right.
Do you ever try and emulate other people, and do you ever do the reaching out, or is it always the artists that coming to you? What's that like?
So the artists are coming at the same rate that I'm reaching out. So like if I reach out and try to get two artists to come to the studio, I'll have two other artists hit me up and ask to come to the studio. So but it's always at the most inconvenient times. Like the second I come down to Cleveland, like I came down to Cleveland this week and I left Saturday morning, and between Saturday morning at noon and Saturday at 3 o'clock when I arrived here, I probably got like 4 to 5 calls from people like, hey, can I use your studio? And I was like, where were you guys on Saturday when I had nothing to do? So yeah, it's always at the most inconvenient times, but yeah, they hit me up and, like I had two people over to the studio this week that I've never met before. Both great guys, both just starting out. So, I mean, like, I do that, and then I flip on a dime, and I'll go and do videos or do photos or record music and stuff for, like, way bigger people than people that are, like, just starting out, still in high school, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's cool to get to work with everyone, and I think that by putting my foot in the door with every single person, one of them is bound to make it, and then I will come with them. So that's my goal.
Yeah, totally. I remember the first time that, like the first time we kind of talked, you had sent me about an award.
Yeah.
A bunch of different awards that you had won, but I remember specifically the one picture where you were holding it and there was a group of people around you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the success you've had, maybe the awards and the competitions that you've competed in. Give us a little bit of that insight.
Yeah, so I started doing music and the music stuff, it was good and all, but I've realized that to get more streams, you gotta post, and you gotta post on Instagram, you gotta post music videos to YouTube, you gotta do more than just put the music out. So we started recording music videos for like our YouTube, and that's what kind of got me into film, that's what kind of got me into live concerts, stuff like that. So I've been submitting my videos that I make to award shows, and it happens award season's like between like January and March pretty much for like my age group. It depends on like high school, college, or like the professionals. So so I've won in my lifetime 2 Michigan Student Emmy Awards from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences for different things that I've done. One was for I want to say best editing, and then the other one was for best music video. Both from the state of Michigan, so that's pretty cool. That video I worked on got nominated for a national award, so that was pretty cool.
Wow.
Just stuff like that. Yeah. And then hopefully, this year was weird because of COVID and everything, but hopefully next year we'll have a video submitted at the collegiate level for the same show, so that'll be pretty cool. It's always on TV, and it's cool to see these news anchors and stuff like that that have also won the same awards throughout their lifetime, like reading off her name and stuff like that. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And I've yet to win any awards for the music, but all the awards have came from the videos that we've done for the music. So I really don't think that there, I mean, I could be wrong, I haven't done that much research, but I mean, I don't think that there's that many award shows for collegiate and high school level musicians, and so that's why I haven't really submitted much of the music to that. But I mean, we've gotten radio play and we've gotten stuff like that in our music before. Wow. So yeah, I mean, I take that as a win until we can finally get to that bigger stage.
100%. Yeah, I mean, what an opportunity to hear yourself on the radio. That's gotta be wild. What an experience.
Yeah.
So Zach, let's tangent a little bit. You kind of touched on it, all that the video and the photography aspect of things.
Yeah.
I know tonight you're shooting for Jake Owen, who, yeah. For those of you listening, Jake Owen's a big country singer. If you are at all within likening to country music, definitely check out Jake Owen. Yeah. But Zach, so you're shooting for Jake Owen tonight. Tell us a little bit about how these gigs come about and maybe what your skills are, because I feel like, let me put it to you this way, as a person that's not skilled in photography.
Yeah.
I look at pictures and I'm like, what separates this photographer from another photographer? Like,
yeah.
To me, there's a good picture is a good picture.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's like, what skills do you bring to the table that separate you as a photographer or a videographer from, you know, Billy Bob Joe over here doing the same, in my eyes, making good pictures?
Yeah.
That's my question.
So, what separates me is, I would have to say the reasoning behind it. So, for example, like, there are photographers out there that their job is photography. They don't really care about the artist. They don't care about that music. They don't care about that stuff. They're there to take the pictures. I've been going to these shows, and I've been taking pictures and videos now for a while. And it just started with, like, me sneaking a camera in. And the venues don't like when you bring in professional equipment, because they think that you are a professional, and they think that you are going to sell the pictures or something like that. And they want to make money off that, so they don't let you bring in like big lenses. And it started off with me like sneaking in lenses, and like most kids are like sneaking in like other stuff to these concerts, and I'm sneaking in camera lenses. So I'm sneaking in these lenses. I'm sneaking up to the stage, making fake backstage passes, trying to get my way up there. You know what I mean? I've been doing that for years, and it wasn't until pretty much the last year that I started to actually get invited to take pictures at these events. And so it'll go from sneaking in to getting invited to eventually getting paid. So right now I'm just getting like comped on my tickets and stuff like that, which is nice. You get to go to these free concerts, stuff like that. I did photography for Machine Gun Kelly two months ago at the NFL draft in Cleveland. Got like front row to that for free, which was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Tonight we're going to shoot for Jake Owen, like you said, front row for that for free. So like it's starting to get there. We're not getting paid for it yet, but it's been fun, and it is definitely the connections and stuff like that. And just I ask everyone, and I wait for a response. So like whenever there's an artist coming to town, I ask and I wait for a response. So like when they posted the schedules for like who's going on tour this year, I DM'd like everyone that's coming to my city and then everyone that's coming to Cleveland, and I just wait for a response. So it'll be pretty interesting.
I really respect that. Like you really do appreciate the process, and I love that every time you talk about it, you're always smiling, you're always happy about it. You know, like you really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because it's not this entitled opinion that somehow you are a great photographer, a great videographer, and all these things, but you don't feel like I should be there right now. Like there is not that envious side of you, which is so cool. You really do quote unquote respect the process, and it's fun to see and to be a part of.
Yeah, no, I mean it helps when you like the music too, because I mean you're not taking pictures the whole time, you're also listening to the music and enjoying yourself. So to go to these concerts and pick and choose which ones I want to go to based on like who I like is pretty cool, because I'm nowhere at that level of say like Adam Gross, Post Malone's photographer. Like I'm nowhere at that like touring with them level, but it's like cool that I get to choose who I want to go to.
Totally.
So
How does that work when you send out all these messages? Do you tend to hear back from people, or, and also, do you send it to the artist?
Kind of. So, all these artists, you can DM them on Instagram, stuff like that, and they probably won't respond. But what you want to do is, it's weird, I have like a list I made. They always post pictures with the same people. And so if they're posting 12 pictures on Instagram and four of them has the same girl in it and it's not their girlfriend, that means it's their manager or it's someone in their family or in their friend group. So you DM that person, and that person's usually your way in, because that person usually only has under 10,000 followers. They're not really that known, and they're just associated with the artists. So if you get in with the managers, that's how you get in with the artists, because the artists really don't check their stuff. All the artists that I talk to, though, have been pretty nice once I see them, like at the concert, but they just don't have the time to DM every single person back.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's not stalkerish, but you got to kind of stalk their profile. Yeah, see who they're hanging out around, and you DM those people.
Yeah, totally.
So,
and those people have to respect that too, right? I mean, yeah. I would imagine if I'm hanging out with, say, Jake Owen, for example, like all the time, and he's one of my boys or whatever,
yeah.
I expect people to be like, "Hey, you're that dude that's friends with Jake Owen." Like, yeah, I am. Like, yeah, that's sick. So, yeah, let me help you out, and
yeah.
I appreciate the interest.
Yeah, no, you know? 100%. Yeah. So, I mean, like they all like it. I haven't gotten anything negative from it yet. But yeah, I get DMs back from these artists. I would say if I DM 10 people, I on average get probably 1 to 2 DMs back. So, and then of that, I'll probably go to one event. So, yeah, I just send out 100, go to 10 events every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's fun, because you just need one of the artists to see one of your pictures that they like for them to be like, "Hey, come on tour with us."
Yeah.
And that's how you,
wow.
That's how you make it. So
that's small.
Yeah.
That's that selective. Wow. How many of there are you, like, would you say, do you think?
For what?
I'm sorry, the bad question, the framing of that. How many people do you think are doing what you're doing? So when you go to a concert,
yeah,
how many people are taking photos like Zach?
So I've been seeing more and more now that I'm opening my eyes to it. At first I didn't see a lot. I would say at a concert with between 10 and 25,000 people there, there's probably 5 people that, not sneak in, but bring in a camera, are taking these pictures, are DMing them, and I'm like, I will have these pictures up from these concerts before I leave the concert. Like, they will be edited and posted, so that way when the artist gets off stage, they're like, open up their phone, they are already tagged, they are already tweeted about, the video's already on YouTube, it's already all out. And so yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work, but that's the way I do it, and I hope that they'll see that one day.
Totally.
And kind of connect with that.
Yeah, how do you even make that happen?
Yeah, so I mean, I bring my laptop to the event in my backpack, which the security always gets pissed about when I bring in a backpack full of electronics, but but it's fine. I bring in my laptop, I got my Bluetooth memory card for my camera, it sends all the pictures to my computer. And when the show's wrapping up, they play their biggest song last, and then their second biggest song second to last. And so that means that the song before that second song, the third to last song, is usually a new song that nobody knows, that they are trying to push, that they are waiting till the end, but no one knows it. It's, in my opinion, a boring song, and that's when I have time to look through the photos real quick. I have 3 to 4 minutes. I look through the photos, just select the best ones, airdrop them to my phone, and then I've already got the copy and paste for Instagram and Twitter of just like hashtag so-and-so at the concert, you know what I mean? Part 1, 2, 3, and I'll do 4 photos. So I post 16 photos before I leave the concert. And then if there's better ones I find when I get home, I'll edit them up and post them on Instagram the next morning. So
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
It's quick, it's prompt.
Yeah.
They're going to enjoy that. Like, I could imagine, and I'm trying to put myself in the framework of an artist, like,
yeah,
getting off stage, and it's like, oh man, that's sick, and that's,
yeah,
exactly what you want.
Yeah.
How do you ever see people doing the same thing? Like, have you ever gone on and been like, oh, I got the picture right away? Like, we all see those pictures of some of the person, you know, out on the lawn that's,
yeah,
taking a picture with her iPhone 5, and it's like blurry. You're like, is that even?
Yeah.
Is that even Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah. So the lens I have that I use is actually pretty nice. So I was in Cleveland one day and I found this camera store. And they're called Dodd Camera, D-O-D-D. Shout out to them. They have these $1,000 lenses, like the lens I have today. I had to put a $1,000 deposit on.
Oh my gosh.
And they rent it to you, $10 a day. And when you rent it on a Friday, it's business day, so you keep it till Monday. So you,
wow,
can get a $1,000 lens for 3 days for $10. $10. So like, so it's a steal. So I go, and that's where I just went. I just picked up this lens, and it's like, it can see like the hairs on top of your head from like probably 75 feet away. So it is like, it is perfect for concerts, but you also can't be on the lawn. So you gotta then push your way up or buy your way up to the front, or have the concert give it to you like they did for this concert. And so if you get front row with this lens, it looks like you're next to the artist. And like, it is like, it is cool. So yeah, it's a lot better than the moms posting on Facebook on their iPhones.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just took some, finding and getting used to. But yeah, they helped me out with all my equipment. And all
so
that,
cool. So cool. My favorite are the people that bring their iPads and they pull it out. I'm like, I can't see. I'm like, that thing's huge.
They watch it through a TV screen.
Yeah. Like, all right. Thanks for zooming in for me. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So Zach, who was your favorite event, would you say? What was the favorite artist that you shot for? No knock to anybody else, but
yeah. So I did a show last week with this artist named Nisha Nishe. She's from Detroit. She's not like a celebrity. I mean, she's got a few songs on Worldstar, a few hundred thousand on Instagram. So like, she's up there, but she's like not like Drake level yet. And I think that helped a lot because I got to sit down and talk to her. I got to, like, after the show, they all went up to, like, the upper, there's, like, this upper area where they were all hanging out at. And I got to, like, physically show her the pictures and have her say, like, oh, that's dope. Someone that I've been listening to for years now. And, like, so, like, hearing that and, like, something about, like, literally, like, them eating food and me eating food next to them while showing them pictures and, like, just these artists that I've like watched on TV mm-hmm. for years that I'm like sitting next to and having dinner with, like it's pretty cool. So, so I would have to say that back in Detroit,
dude. Yeah,
that was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So
where was that in Detroit?
Yeah, so it's this new venue just opened up. It's called Game Time Detroit, and it's pretty cool. It's an esports arena that they rent out on the weekends and they do concerts in. And they pack it full, and they have a DJ and a performer, and they let local artists open up and showcase their talent. And so, like, I'll take pictures of all the local artists, there'll be 10 of them, and they're all the opening acts, send it to all of them, and then, like, 8 out of the 10 will post me on their Instagrams, like, the pictures I took,
yeah.
Which I think is cool, because they don't have that following, they don't have those professional cameras yet, so, mm-hmm. like, just seeing, like, my followers go up every time I go to the show. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like it a lot. And it's every other Saturday down in Detroit. So it's pretty cool.
That's how you do it. I mean, that's how you build a reputation. It's like, oh, that's that sweet photographer dude, Zach. Like, yeah. He takes the best pictures, you know, and then it keeps going from there.
Yeah.
And then Detroit and Cleveland turns into New York and Chicago and LA and San Diego, and you're all over the place.
Yeah. No, that's definitely the goal.
One of the cool things about really just technology and today and that aspect of like photos and videos is that you can disseminate that to places all over the world.
Yeah.
Have you ever, what do you envision for yourself with this? Do you ever envision yourself doing that? Like, is that what your end goal is, kind of travel around with an artist or set a bunch of different artists? So it doesn't have to be one and do the videography, take the photos to be kind of their manager, their producer in a way. Is that your end goal?
Yeah, that's definitely the goal. I'll probably see this. My friend Griffin, he was in this class I took in high school, and it was called Writing for Broadcasting, and it was a video class that kind of is like an English credit. And it was taught by this teacher named Mr. Burns, who helped me out with like everything, gave me all my cameras, pretty much started me and showed me how to use a camera. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, this kid named Griffin was in it. He was like a year or two older than me. Didn't really talk to him that much. Left the class. And we've now been in contact quite a bit because he did what I did, and he would sneak into shows and go to shows, awesome. Take pictures, and Lil Pump saw him and saw his pictures that he took, hired him, and he went on tour with Lil Pump for like 2 whole years.
No way!
Yeah, so then from there, he's now shot music videos for The Kid LAROI, Juice WRLD, Ty Dolla Sign, YG, he did one last week. So yeah, it is. That is definitely the end goal.
Yeah.
To end up like him, and hopefully I'll get to see him this summer. He does a lot of work in Chicago, stuff like that. So if I can get out there, we've been in contact, and hopefully we can meet up because I haven't seen him in a minute, and his job is my dream job. So getting to shadow him for a day or two would be pretty cool.
100%. I mean, those are some big names.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they work with even bigger names.
Yeah.
Like Ty Dolla $ign. I mean. Any hot R&B artist or like borderline hip hop artist,
yep.
Plug in Ty Dolla $ign, you know he's going to be in one of their songs.
Yep. Yeah. So it's pretty cool. And I mean, like, it's dope seeing the pictures that he takes. And then after I get done with the event, getting a DM from him saying, hey, I saw your pictures. Like, good job tonight. Do this better for next time. And like, it gives me like pointers. Yeah. So like, it's pretty cool. Like live two miles away from me, back at home. So like, sad, cool dude, and haven't seen him in a minute. But
for sure.
But I hope to see him, if not this summer, then in the fall sometime, because I'm gonna need to link up with that and see if that is something that I want to do.
Yeah. So, yeah. Shout out Griffin. I mean, that's awesome. You got a guy that can praise you and also give you some friendly, real advice too from someone that wants to see you succeed.
Yeah.
Is doing it and believes in you. That's special. That's really special.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so you grew up in Detroit, you're doing all this music stuff, you're shooting videos, you're taking pictures, and then college comes around and you move to Cleveland, bro. Yeah. And that's how you and I met. So you pop into John Carroll on the east side of Cleveland, and what does that do for your life? How does it change your endeavors? How does it complicate things? You've got classes that you have to attend to now, or not attend to, but at least make happen.
Yeah, no, so... It's been cool. I wanted to take a break from everything for a little bit. COVID helped with that, and then college is going to help with that as well. So yeah, it's been cool. I got stuck in a rut in Detroit where I was working with the same people and I wasn't getting anywhere. And just moving to Cleveland and in 1 year working with taking photos and stuff like that for like Machine Gun Kelly, J. Cole, and like all these people. It is more in this past year than what I've done back at home. In like the past 3 years, so not the same workload, because like at home we were grinding, it was the same group of us, and we were working very hard at what we were doing. Here it's less work but bigger names less often and more cool. So so yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I haven't seen college as a distraction yet. I've seen it as an opportunity, because if I wasn't in Cleveland, I wouldn't go to this camera shop. I wouldn't have gone to the NFL draft and take pictures for them. I wouldn't have, like, all these opportunities that haven't, it's because I'm here. So, like, I needed to come here to do all that stuff, make those connections, and then hopefully get further.
Sure. Yeah, quick sign up. Did MGK see your photos?
So, MGK's manager did. I sent them to her. So, I got done with the show, DM'd Griffin all the photos. And I was like, bro, how do you get a hold of MGK? Like, I need to send him these because they were some cool photos.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's who taught me the manager thing. And he was like, DM the manager. He actually found her, his manager on Facebook for me.
That's hilarious.
Sent it to me. And so I sent it to her. And she saw them. And a lot of the artists see them. I don't know if a lot of the artists post them or stuff like that. I don't really keep up with it. But I mean, like, it was cool because, like, after Machine Gun Kelly was done, I got tagged in like 6 to 7 Machine Gun Kelly like fan accounts that just stole my photos and then put them up. You know what I mean? And I called.
Thank God they gave you credit.
They gave me credit, yeah. And then this dude on YouTube too. I posted like a video from the concert and I got like 600 views on it. And this dude like ripped the video down, posted it to his account who had like 8,000 followers, and he got like 30,000 views on it. But he like put my name in it, so like still got the credit. But like if it's not for these people like ripping down my stuff and like putting it up, like, I wouldn't be getting a lot of views, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it kind of helps that they're like, hey, this dude's doing good. Let's credit him and show his work, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
right.
At least they're not just stealing it, so.
True, yeah, because that is kind of a weird dynamic. You're like, man, that's my video, but like you're getting the credit, so it's like, okay.
Yeah.
So, Zach, not a distraction, you said, about college. What are you studying to kind of further your career or to coincide with what you're working on? What are you doing?
I'm undecided.
Still undecided. Okay, yeah.
I have no clue what I want to do. Shout out to John Carroll. They're helping me figure that out. I got a pick before junior year, I think. I got something like that. I got another year to pick. But yeah, I have no clue what I'm going to do yet. I know that next year, hopefully at John Carroll, I'm going to be working, I think it's called their IMC. It's like an integrated marketing something or other.
Communications.
Yeah. So I talked to someone from there. This year, I went to a bunch of the football games, some of the soccer games, a lot of the softball games, and I just took pictures for them. And someone from that, from the IMC, came and like not scouted me, but like talked to me, and he was like, "Hey, you ever think about being like the student photographer? Because they hire them to like do that. You know what I mean?" Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna work with them next year, do pictures and videos for campus,
great
for their website, stuff like that. So it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a special way to see it and to really connect with people all on every aspect of the campus too, which is cool. And one of the things that you're doing is running the Barstool JCU account. So you're repping it. You got the Barstool, the famous logo. What's that like? How was that? It's a cool opportunity.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So it's a way that I can connect with the community. And it's they hired me on this team to help run the account because I know how to like get the views, get the followers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so like me making a connection with the guy who ran that account in the past, and him seeing like, hey, I've got more personal followers than the Barstool account does. Let's let this kid take over, you know what I mean? And hopefully we can get that up a little bit. Has been cool. And we've got our first quarter, like our insights and our stats and stuff like that. And we've been like among the top 10 Barstool accounts in the country for like growth in certain categories for the first quarter after we've taken over. So like it's been going up, and we just hit over 3,000 followers. I forget how many we had when we took over, but yeah, it's been pretty cool. And I've been doing giveaways in the accounts and stuff like that. And then I've also been like events in the Cleveland area that I go to, like the draft and stuff like that. They send me out there. Because we rely on people sending us pictures, but if nobody sends us pictures, we can't post anything. So I was like, hey, just in case no one goes, I'm going to go take pictures. And then we posted those to our account. And something about that also helps. So, like, say the NFL is looking for pictures to post. If some random guy named Zach posted a picture from the draft, or a Barstool account posted a picture from the draft, they're more inclined to look at the Barstool account because they look at that as a business. So it kind of helps having that and knowing that companies and stuff legitimize what we are doing, running this account. So, so yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
What do you think you've learned so far from it? I'm sure it has to be a learning experience in some ways.
Yeah. It's had me mature quicker than I thought I would, because a lot of the stuff on the account is catered to the juniors and seniors at the school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the school for less than a month before I took over the account. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Wow. So
I had no clue what a cabby D was or like what anything was. You know what I mean? I had to like catch up quick. And so that helped a lot. And so I do think that I am better off because of that. And so like just how fast everything moved from moving into campus and then, hey, you're going to help run this thing for the campus. Like, well, I mean, not affiliated with like the school, but like for like the people of the campus. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. How is it funded by someone, or how does all that go?
The account and all that.
Yeah.
So it's, we are a direct affiliate of Barstool.
Okay.
So like we have people that we report back to, and they help us out with like, hey, can we post this? Hey, don't post that. Like, stuff like that.
Sweet.
And then they help us with content, stuff like that. But a lot of it's just written by ourselves. And like, for example, like, when we do a giveaway or something like that, like, I paid for the last giveaway. And we get that money from, like, every time there's, like, a new t-shirt that comes out, we'll like post it to our account, and then we'll get like kickbacks from that. So that's how we get like our funding and stuff like that.
Sweet.
So there is funding from Barstool in that sense, but we don't get like a check from them.
Saying, give away that hoodie or whatever.
So like that comes out of our stuff, but we're making it back in different ways.
Okay, so. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really interesting way. I wasn't familiar with the process. So.
Yeah.
Nice. What have you done differently on your own music production, on your own video production, as a result of having worked and now learned a little bit from Barstool, ran this account that isn't a reflection of you, but is a reflection of a community at large? Mm-hmm. What have you done now differently for your own personal sake?
I would say that I care more about the little details, if that makes sense.
Cool.
So, like on my personal account, like, I wouldn't care if I misspelled a hashtag or something. Like, little, you know what I mean? Like, that I thought was little, but, like, when you're running this account for, like, the community, you gotta be precise about it. And it goes through, like, multiple people before it gets posted. The wording's gotta be weird. And I've had, like, pictures that I've, like, personally made for the account that, like, I've submitted, and they've been like, change this, and it went through like 10 different, like, hey, keep going, keep changing this, and like, it wasn't even the same picture that I sent in the beginning at that point. Yeah, it's just like, never mind. But no, like, it's gotta be that specific niche, and you gotta really, like, you gotta find what that group of people wants, and so that helped me realize, like, what my personal followers want, and that I've been posting more of that related content on my account.
Sweet, yeah. And speaking of recent content, your TikTok has been popping off with a bunch of mixes that you're doing on your board.
Yeah.
So you are a DJ
in
your own right. And
yeah.
How did that come about, too? Because that's one last part of the music aspect that we haven't really talked about, you know?
Yeah. So, like, I've always had, like, a DJ board, and it's always just been, like, for fun. Just never serious. I've never done any gigs or anything like that. And then I come to college, and everyone's like, oh, DJ, you got a DJ for us. And so, like, we started DJing and doing little things, and it really didn't start until, like, just this January. It's, like, something really recent.
Yeah.
And so, like, gotten pretty good at it, and then now I record, once a month I record, like, 60 videos, and I try to post 2 videos a day to TikTok and Instagram. I've been getting more views on the Instagram Reels, which is weird. I got, like, I would say 40,000 views on Instagram Reels so far, and then only close to, like, 10, 15,000 on TikTok. So, like, hopefully the TikTok, you just need one of the TikTok ones to blow up, and then you're set for life. But, like,
yeah, right.
But, yeah, so, like, for some reason, the Instagram's been popping off right now, and it might be just because I have more followers on Instagram than I do on TikTok. But I'm going to start doing, I just hit 1,000 followers, so I'm going to start doing live mixes on TikTok. Because for some reason, I see these people doing live streams every night, and they're getting more and more followers. So
yeah.
That's
really cool. Yeah, I enjoy those. I always love seeing what you do and how you craft them.
Yeah, for sure.
What have you done to practice the craft? Is it just a lot of ears for you, or what? I don't even know how you do that.
Yeah, so a lot of it is recommendations from people, just saying, hey, put these two songs together, it might sound cool. And they usually end up sounding cool because people don't even know it, but pretty much everyone has an ear for that type of stuff of just knowing when something sounds right or something sounds wrong. And so it's a lot of recommendations that I get from family members, friends, stuff like that. I got, like, this software that tells me pretty much if the songs are going to match up. And then, like, from there, it's just what I do. So it's a lot of editing, a lot of practicing, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting, too, because you're like, oh, man, I could really see that taking off. Or other ones, I'm like, man, I would never have... Or like, naturally,
yeah.
Sometimes you hear it. Other ones, I'm like, man, I never would have thought that goes well together. But
yeah.
Sure enough, I stand corrected, you know?
Yeah. So, like, the next 10 I got are weirdly hip-hop and country music mashups. That
That's
I'm gonna
cool.
Post, so the next 5 days. And it's because I'm going to post... I've just got a really good feeling about this TikTok about... I've been filming a TikTok all day today about just pretty much my day. So, like, a day in the life of a concert photographer. So, hopefully that gets some traction. Like, that's about Jake Owen. He's a country artist. So, before I post that, I'm going to post 2 country mashups, that video, and then 2 more country mashups. So,
perfect.
So,
yeah.
It'll be cool. It's like House Party by Sam Hunt and, like, Drake music. It's weird, and
wow.
It fits. It fits well.
Yeah.
So.
Sam Hunt does have a little bit of that R&B.
Yeah.
You know, he wrote and did R&B music before he even
yeah.
transitioned into country. So he's definitely a nice fit for a little Drake.
Yeah, it just sounded cool, so I recorded it, and then I got asked to do this, so I was like, this fits up perfectly, yeah. And I just put it on my timeline, and so yeah.
That's how life goes, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's what's cool, like, when in the last Chet Clark episode, I was talking to some guys, and they're like, you gotta put yourself out there, and once you do, things start to roll, and that's kind of what's happening for you.
Yeah,
it's really sweet, yeah. I think I texted you, I was at a wedding, and I was hearing these songs, and I'm like, man, like, you gotta mash up Nelly and Justin Timberlake. Yeah. That was sweet, too. Yeah. I loved that little crash.
Yeah, I think I did that, like, that night, and then, like, sent it over, because I also had, like, my mom did send me a recommendation that same day.
Wow.
So, like, I was just like, okay, I got two people asking for it. Let's go to the studio, record these real quick, and then send them out, and I posted them to TikTok as well.
So, they're sweet. So, that was fun. So, Zach, a couple things here. Just totally about you, however you want to take them. Do you have any big influences in your life? Maybe, or it doesn't even have to be big. Do you have small influences, people you know, people you don't know? Like, you talked about Griffin, so maybe someone a little bit different than Griffin. Shout out again.
Yeah. So, like, I've got this camera. Like, before, I started doing camera work because... kind of a sad story. In high school, I worked with this rapper. I was his producer. And then we had, like, a camera crew. And then, like, college hit. And then, like, one of the cameramen went off to college. And then the other one decided not to go off to college. Student visa expired. Had to go back to, like, where he was originally from. So, like, we lost one of our cameramen. And then the other one's, like, out of the city. So, yeah. Like, we can't work with him anymore. So, like... it was up to me to step up, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the one that got sent back to Mexico, his name's Kevin, and he's 10 times better than I am, and, like, still to this day, depending on the time zone, like, I'll call him up, and he'll, like, tell me, like, my settings to put on my camera, because I still don't know everything. So,
okay.
Like, so, yeah, those two, Kevin, and then the other one, his name's Andre, he's pretty crazy too. So, like, Kevin and Andre are cameramen, and Andre is actually born in Ukraine. So, I don't know why we got two cameramen that are not from the United States. But they both speak amazing, perfect English. Great people, been here their whole lives. So yeah, great to work with. So those two, Kevin and Andre, and Andre's brother Vlad too. They're our, like, camera crew, and then my brother helps out too. So.
Yeah. So you have Kevin from Mexico, Vlad, and
Andre
from Ukraine, and then there's you from Detroit.
Yeah.
Wow. And where did you all meet? Like, how did the four of you mix?
They all went to my school, and they were all in the same video class.
Yeah, okay, cool.
And, like, the three of us were not in the same friend group, and, like, they weren't even in the same friend group. Like, none of us were friends.
No.
And then, like, the class kind of put us together, and then from that, they have all made their ways, like... into friend groups, and I made my way into their friend groups.
Dude, perfect, yeah. That communal interest always, that's how it goes. You know, you got hardworking people with a common interest, and then the next thing you know, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Best of friends, making memories, making things happen.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Do you have any regrets so far in your quick but short life so far?
I regret not going to the Eminem concert in 2014. I wanted to go to that, and my parents said I was too young. But it was the last time he came to Detroit, and I have a feeling I'm never going to be able to see him. So if I don't go to a concert, Eminem concert, before he dies or before I die, I'm going to be very upset about that. but other than that, I mean, we moved pretty quick in the beginning, and we put out a lot of content, and if we would have spread that out, it might have been better. But other than that, I really wouldn't be here if it wasn't for, like, the stuff we did. So.
Yeah. Dude, awesome. That as a regret, like, if that's your biggest regret, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Eminem one's kind of tough. But but the spreading out of content, that's a good lesson, you know, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Zach, another thing that I contend is that if people live gratefully, they tend to be happier individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you've echoed it a couple times, that the artists have been grateful, that you've been grateful to work with them, but what role does gratitude and that mindset play in your life?
It plays a pretty important role. If I was taking pictures and sending it to them, they were like, what is this? Like, I would stop doing it. You know what I mean? But, like, them being nice and helpful and, like, grateful for it has helped quite a bit. So,
yeah. And then I'm sure you echo the same sentiments because it's like you're working together and you appreciate that easygoingness and you're like, I'm easygoing, so we can make this match.
Yeah, no, 100%. I haven't had a problem with a single person that I met yet, and they've all just been pretty grateful for everything, and I've been grateful that I've gotten to work with them. So
yeah, so. Awesome. That's special. Zach, to anyone that happens to be hearing this, if you're watching on YouTube, if you're listening to the Chats with Clark podcast, anywhere you listen to your podcast, what is the advice that you have to someone? I'm going to make it twofold. Advice you have to someone who wants to get into music, whether they're a guitar player, whether they're a producer, a DJ, whatever. Someone that wants to get into music, what's your advice to them? And then secondly, what is your advice to just people as a whole? Like kind of your closing words.
Okay. So my advice to people that want to get into music and stuff like that, I would say don't do it alone. You have to do it with people or you're going to get very over your head very fast. And it's easy to mess up when you don't have someone there to tell you that you're messing up. So like even someone that doesn't know anything about music, for example, my brother will sit in the studio with us, knows nothing about music, and the reason he's there is so that when we're doing something, if it sounds bad, he can tell us, you know what I mean? So like not getting in there alone helps out so much. And just my advice to like anyone in life in general, I mean, I know it's cheesy, but you literally miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. Like, if you just start DMing people and you just start saying, like, their website says I can't bring a camera in, so not bringing a camera, like, just do it. Like, if you don't try and you failed, you know what I mean? But if you tried and you failed, one time you're going to not fail. So, like, just keep trying and you'll find your way in one time. Take that one picture, show the one person, and then you'll make it good. So
that's awesome. Yeah, it's so cool. I love it. It's not even like defiant, but the words, that's what's coming to my mind. Like that, like you know, no, I'm doing this. Kinda. Yeah. Like screw that. Like I'm taking the camera and I'm giving you an awesome picture. And you're gonna thank me later. Like,
yeah.
Zach, are you 19?
Yeah, I'll turn 20 in September.
So. Great. So wise words from a 19-year-old. I mean, a soon-to-be 20-year-old kid. Right, I mean, I'm 22, nothing. So, young guy Zach here has had some real cool experiences. You've gotten to travel around. You've worked with people that I know, like you mentioned to me before, one guy that potentially was getting a deal in California. I mean, really cool outreach that you've had so far. And I'm really excited to know you and really excited to see where you go. Thanks for coming in. You know, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on Chats with Clark.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll be posting, as always, to those of you on YouTube, all of Zach's links down in the comments below. YouTube's being funky. I don't know what's going on, but I can't post it in my description. So it's either going to be in the description, if not in the comment section pinned. So check him out. He's on TikTok. He's on Instagram. He's on YouTube himself. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Chats with Clark. Hit that subscribe button, toss us a like, and follow me on YouTube. Thanks for listening.